You know, there's nothing worse than sitting in a room and being stuck with a trainer who doesn't know what they're doing and doesn't have the capability to or lead a team out of a wet paper bag. It's a complete waste of time, and salespeople know it. And companies get all caught up in that they've paid somebody to come out to come entertain the troops, and it just doesn't do anything.
Every single message you deliver is really a sales call. Either you are selling or being sold. Salespeople love to brag about their skills. And the truth is, your success in closing sales depends on your skills, your abilities, and finding the right training. And the great news is, you have come to the right place here at the How to Sell Show with your hosts, Dale Bell and Scott Silvenbell. And be sure to join the party at howtosell.live and download your copy of The 10 Common Mistakes Salespeople Make.
Aloha from Sacramento, California. I'm coming to you live from my office. Figure today we're going to talk about sales trainers, or we're going to talk about why salespeople hate sales trainers on this episode of the How to Sell Show. And I don't know how many groups I'm part of for sales on the Facebook and on Slack. And it seems like every week there's one or two people that get on there and say, hey, look, I've got a sales trainer coming in, and ha, 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 those who can't teach. And what they're saying is, like, you know, there's a reason why that this sales trainer is in the position that they are. And sometimes it really comes down to the salesperson could not close deals. They sucked at what they did. And so they decide, you know what, I'm going to go out and I'm going to go teach this content. But they were never good at closing deals, so nobody has respect for them. It's kind of like one of the big problems that sales has with sales managers. There's a ton of sales managers out there that couldn't close deals. And the business owners looked around and they said, oh, well, he's a nice guy. Maybe he'll make a good sales manager. And so real deal is game recognized game. Sometimes salespeople recognize that the sales trainer has nothing going on. They've got no skills. They've got no talent. They're a fraud. They're a fake, and they're a phony. And so salespeople resent having to go to meetings. They look around and like, you got me stuck in a freaking meeting with this guy or this girl that can't close deals. Or they have this process that's so unique. It only works for them. I really don't want to work with them. And then the company forces them. You got to pay attention to this guy. And, you know, you go into this class, you go into this course, and you hear some whack sales strategy, you hear some whack sales story, and it infiltrates your sales skills and your abilities. Or you're sitting there going, I could be working on a deal right now. I could be closing the Joneses or the Smiths or the Andersons. But you know what? No, I got to sit with this Yahoo who doesn't know what they're talking about. When it comes down to it, sometimes sitting through a trainer who only has a process that works for themselves or their personality is a horrible experience. So, like, you know, there's different personalities in sales. There's the passive salesperson, and on the other end of the spectrum, there's the aggressive salesperson. And if a passive salesperson uses aggressive strategies and tactics, they're going to fall on their face. Likewise, if someone's an aggressive salesperson, they use passive tactics, they're going to fall on their face too. And so let's just say that there's four types of salespeople out there. And on each end of the spectrum, you got passive and aggressive, and then you got two in the middle. Well, most sales training caters to the personality type of the person and the way that they sell. And so other salespeople look at it and go, that will never work for me. I'm not going to use it. I'm not going to do it. This trainer's horrible and I don't like him. Real deal is most companies look at training as entertainment. Okay, well, this quarter we've got this guy or this girl coming in, and next quarter we've got that guy or that girl coming in. And then what happens is companies end up with sales training soup. You got four trainers in a year, and you're like, well, I'm going to take the best of this guy, take the best of that girl, the best of that girl, the best of this guy, and I'm going to make me a Frankenstein sales presentation. And what ends up happening is it creates a lot of confusion. And so, you know, when a company goes to hire me and say, hey, Scott, you know, we want you to come work for our team and we want you to work with us. Hey, is this going to be a long-term endeavor or a short-term endeavor? Tell me about what's happened previous. Tell me who you've hired and what kind of results you've gotten from them. You know, I've seen this too many times where whack sales trainers come in and, you know, companies just count it as entertainment, and the salespeople, they don't really know where to go. They don't know what to do. And that confusion for them is very evident in the sales process, and they've got nowhere to go with it. You know, I've seen trainers, and we'll put that in parentheses, and all they have is stories. That's it. They've got nothing to offer. They've got a million stories about things that they've been through in their life, good, bad, and indifferent. And, you know, if you're a salesperson, you're listening to that, you're like, why do I got to listen to why you're so great? Why do I got to listen to why you do everything so good? Why do I got to listen to how come you're so amazing? Why do I got to pay attention to all these things? You know, it comes down to, I could go out and get my own book. I could go out and get my own training. I don't want to hear this story again. This is like the 19th time that I've heard this story. I don't need it. I don't want it. I don't like it. Let me get out in the field and let me go close a deal. When companies hire sales trainers, one of the things to remember is most of the time they're hiring that sales trainer for the lowest percentage of the group. And when you take a look at 100 salespeople, roughly 30% should be in sales. I know the 80-20 rule says 20, but it's close to 30. Roughly 30% of the world should be in sales. The other 70 should not. And, you know, so much time, effort, and energy is spent on the bottom two-thirds of the sales world, of the people who are never going to get it. And these are the people, when you go to a meeting, it's not bad that they ask questions. It's bad that they ask the same question over and over and over again, and they don't pay attention to the answer, and they don't implement, or they ask the most insane hypothetical questions. They get so caught up in asking questions. And I'll tell you, anytime that I see a salesperson that's super critical of everybody else in the room, most of the time, that's one of the worst salespeople on the team. And what that is their effort to camouflage what's going on and to get back at people for telling them that, like, they don't belong on the team. And so many times companies waste so much money trying to save the bottom 70% that they neglect the top 30. Now, the top 30 is going to go out and get their training on their own. They're going to go listen to podcasts. They're going to read books. They're going to hire people on their own. They're going to get coaches. They're going to get mentors. But it's just sitting through meetings with knuckleheads day after day, week after week, that don't get it, they're not going to get it, that eat leads, that take ups. And it's irritating because it's like, look, real deal. Put me in, coach. I want to play. I want to go close some deals. The second greatest feeling in the world is closing a deal. You pick the first. I don't know what you're going to choose as the first. I know what I'm going to choose as the first. But you get stuck and saddled with 70% of salespeople who are horrible and are never going to get it. And so what happened is, they have a sales manager inside of the organization who's not very good and doesn't know how to hire salespeople. And so you know what he does? He hires himself. He duplicates himself. So like, if any time that I go into a building and I'm looking around and they have 10 salespeople, real deal, 6.5 of them, 7 of them should not be in sales. The other 3.5 or 3 of them should be. And the 6.5 or 7 that I'm like, why is this guy here? I meet the sales manager. I meet the him or the her that's a sales manager, and I'm like, oh my goodness, you just duplicated yourself. And so what happens is these sales trainers are brought in to try to train the duplicated person, and then the manager gets involved, and it's just a big mess. And what's even worse is when the sales trainer is only stuck on old school sales tactics. You know, I have read a ton of sales books. I have sat through a ton of sales training, and I could tell you, like, you know, like they say that people who are really good at baseball can read the stitches on a fastball. I can tell you pretty much at this point who trained a salesperson, what platform they learned off of, you know, how they learn, what question they're going to ask next, what type of story they're going to tell, what kind of guilt trip that they're going to give. And if you've been in sales long enough, you learn these things and you're like, hey, look, I learned that stuff 20 years ago and I get it. It might have worked in 1940 and I understand sales basic mastery and I don't mind working on the basics, but this is the stuff that doesn't work anymore. These are the things that create problems for buyers. These are the things that give you issues. And you know, it's funny, I'll meet a sales trainer, quote unquote, and if they start regurgitating things back to me from movies like Glengarry Glen Ross and, you know, Wolf of Wall Street, I could tell you instantly what kind of trainer they are and what they're going to be able to do. Now, those movies, they do have a few things about sales in them and a few elements that you could learn, but like, a Hollywood movie is not sales training. It's meant for entertainment. And, you know, I see salespeople get so caught up in like, this is what this movie said and this is what I got to go do. Well, you know, if you look at some of the drama movies and the pop culture movies of the 80s and the 90s and even the early 2000s, just because it wasn't a movie doesn't mean that you can go out and do it in real life. It's entertainment. It's one of those things where people should be like, hey, that's funny. that might work if it was adapted, if I put some thought into it and I figure out a way to change it, but I don't know if I'm going to use it with a buyer. You know, it's interesting to sit in sales classes and not say anything to people and don't tell them what I do. And, you know, some of these trainers get stuck in their old ways. And some of these trainers will use the cliches from the 70s, 80s, and 90s. And they're not willing to learn. They're not willing to talk about the way that people make decisions or psychology or fMRI studies or heuristics. All they want to talk about is like, I'm a closer. I'm going to tell you how to do this. And, you know, I've been doing this for 20 or 30 years, and this is how it gets done. And most of the time that turns into just a big giant guilt trip.